If God appeared to you and gave you one wish, what would you ask for? Would it be wealth? Fill up this room with gold. Would it be power? Would it be long life? Well, Solomon was in that very exact position. God appeared to him in a dream and said, "What can I give you?" And let's take a look at what how he responded in 1 Kings 3, verse 5, please. 1 Kings 3, and verse 5. And Solomon was a young man, maybe even in his late teens at the time. 1 Kings 3, and verse 5. At Gibeon, the Lord appeared to Solomon in a dream by night, and God said, "Ask, what shall I give you?"
Wow.
And verse 9, Solomon said, "Therefore, give to your servant an understanding heart to judge your people, that I may discern between good and evil. For who is able to judge this great people of yours?" And the speech pleased the Lord, and Solomon had asked this thing. Then God said to him, "Because you have asked this thing, and have not asked long life for yourself, nor have asked riches for yourself, nor have asked the life of your enemies, but have asked for yourself understanding to discern justice. Behold, I have done according to your words. See, I have given you a wise and understanding heart, so that there has not been anyone like you before you, nor shall any like you arise after you. And I have also given you what you have not asked, both riches and honor, so that there shall not be anyone like you among the kings all your days." So Solomon asked for wisdom, and God blessed him with wealth and fame also. But the title of the message today is Get Wisdom. And God wants us to have wisdom. But what is wisdom? Well, if we go to the Merriam-Webster's Collegiate Dictionary, it states that wisdom consists of knowledge, insight or discernment, and judgment or good sense. Now, insight is the act of grasping the inward or hidden nature of things, perceiving in an intuitive manner. You know, you just have that intuitive sense that of the situation. And discern means to recognize or perceive differences clearly. To recognize and perceive differences. Very important when you want to discern between good and evil. To have wisdom. To have wisdom. And Solomon asked for wisdom so he could use knowledge to discern between good and evil and to make righteous judgments over his people. But we can have wisdom also. And of course, if we have wisdom, we can make our lives better and more fulfilling by the choices and decisions that we make. Because too often, we are deceived. Remember, this is Satan's world. He's the god of this world. He deceives the whole world. And so, therefore, the people of the world do not really know what the truth is. And many times, they are deceiving themselves and deceiving others by what they believe in. And we have to be careful because in this evil world, without wisdom, people can take advantage of us. Not only in our daily lives, but also in our beliefs. In our beliefs. So we have to have wisdom. We have to be discerning. We have to have insight. Wisdom that can help us to make right choices. You know, when we face trials or temptations, difficult decisions, we want wisdom so that we can make the right choices. We don't want to be simple-minded or simple-minded. God doesn't want us to be simple-minded. Proverbs 14, 15, please. Proverbs 14, 15. Proverbs has a lot to say about wisdom. Proverbs 14 and verse 15. The simple believe every word. God doesn't want us to be simple. He doesn't want us to believe every word that people tell us or what we see on the television or what we hear on the radio or what we read on the internet. He doesn't want us to believe. He wants us to believe his word. But the simple believes every word, referring to people of the world. But the prudent considers well his steps. So the simple, he doesn't want us to be simple. He doesn't want us to be simple, to be deceived, to be simple-minded. Proverbs 16, please, and verse 17. The highway of the upright is to depart from evil. He who keeps his way preserves his soul. Pride goes before destruction, and the haughty spirit before a fall. Better to be a humble spirit with a lowly than divide the spoil of the proud. He who heeds the word wisely will find good, and whoever trusts in the Lord, happy is he. So, he who heeds the word wisely will find good. So, wisdom we're going to see comes from the word of God, from the word of God. If you go to Psalm and verse 19, please. Psalm and verse 19. Psalm 19 and verse 7. The law of the Lord is perfect, converting the soul. The testimony of the Lord is sure, making wise the simple. So, if we want to be wise, we're going to have to get that wisdom from God. We have to get that wisdom from God. The statutes of the Lord are right, rejoicing the heart. So, God's word, the law of the Lord is perfect. The testimony of the word of God is sure. It makes wise the simple. Now, God makes a distinction between man's wisdom and his wisdom. We don't want man's wisdom, what man calls wisdom. We want God's wisdom. And God makes a distinction. If you go to 1 Corinthians 3, verse 19. 1 Corinthians 3, and verse 19. For the wisdom of this world is foolishness with God. For it is written, he catches the wise in their own craftiness. And again, the Lord knows the thoughts of the wise, that they are futile. Therefore, let no one boast in men, for all things are yours. So, the wisdom of the world is foolishness. It's foolishness because when the wisdom of the world teaches that, you know, there is no God, or they teach about evolution. And because the wisdom of the wise doesn't know God, the wise of the world. And if you turn to 1 Corinthians, if we're going to work 1 Corinthians 1 and verse 20. Where is the wise? Where is the scribe? Where is the disputer of this age? Has not God made foolish the wisdom of this world? Because In its wisdom, the world refuses to acknowledge God. Refuses to acknowledge God as the great creator, as the sustainer of life, as what as a loving creator who lives in us. The world doesn't attribute these attributes to God. They don't know God. And their wisdom, without God's wisdom, the wisdom of the world is foolishness. It's foolishness. God has made foolish the wisdom of this world. Because, as I said, man's wisdom does not acknowledge God or his word. However, we must desire the wisdom of God, which utilizes his holy word and Holy Spirit. Don't forget the Holy Spirit. Because that's how we get the wisdom of God, because we're going to have God living in us through Jesus Christ. And that Holy Spirit can give us the wisdom of God. And we want the wisdom of God so that we can have spiritual insight. Spiritual insight. We can discern between good and evil. in our daily walk. And understanding in our lives so that we can make righteous judgments. And we can only make righteous judgments by the Holy Spirit, God living in us. It's His righteousness, it's not our righteousness. And we want to follow, we want to know and follow God's will for our lives by making the right decisions. By making the right decisions. We turn to James 3, verse 13, please. James 3. And verse 13. Who is wise and understanding among you? Let him show by good conduct that his works are done in the meekness of wisdom. But if you have bitter envy and self-seeking in your hearts, do not boast and lie against the truth. This wisdom does not descend from above, but is earthly, sensual, demonic. When you're self-seeking, your wisdom is only trying to promote you. It's perverted wisdom. It's not going to get you the desired results. But the wisdom from where envy and self-seeking exist, confusion and every evil thing are there. So if your motivation is envy and self-seeking, then every evil thing is there. But the wisdom that is from above is first pure. It's peaceable. It's gentle. It's willing to yield. It's full of mercy and good fruits, without partiality and without hypocrisy. So God's wisdom will allow us to use that, to use our thinking, and to make the right choices based on these attributes, in terms of mercy, in terms of good fruits, displaying the fruits of the Spirit, without partiality, without hypocrisy, and pure, and peaceable, and peaceable. Now, God, through Solomon, tells us that wisdom has great value. God's wisdom has great value. If you go to Proverbs 3, this is something we want. And I'm going to tell you how to get it. And it's accessible to everyone here. Everyone that's converted, everyone who has Jesus Christ as their Savior, you have access to this wisdom. And we'll get to that in a little while. But if we go to Proverbs 3, in verse 13. Happy is the man who finds wisdom, and the man who gains understanding. For her proceeds are better than the profits of silver, and her gain more than fine gold. She is more precious than rubies. Wisdom, we're talking about. The third person. And all the things you may desire cannot compare with wisdom, her. Length of days is in her right hand. Wisdom will help you to live longer in this evil world. In her left hand, so length of days is in her right hand. In her left hand are riches and honor. Wisdom can get you, well, wisdom, God's wisdom can help you to prosper and to have honor. Her ways are ways of pleasantness, and all her paths our peace. She is a tree of life to those who take hold of her, and happy are all who retain her. This is what God is saying here through Solomon in the Proverbs. We turn to Proverbs 1, please, and verse 5. Proverbs 1, verse 5. A wise man will hear and increase learning. A man of understanding will attain wise counsel. So if you have God's wisdom, you're going to be listening, you're going to be reading God's word, you're going to be hearing the word of God, and you're going to, your learning is going to increase. Remember, we're supposed to be increasing in knowledge and grace. You know, we're always going to be increasing in learning of God's way of life until the day we die. We're never going to stop learning. And then when we're resurrected, we're going to keep on learning. And I believe in spirit beings. And a man of understanding will attain wise counsel. So if we want to have wisdom, God's wisdom, we need to also have wise counsel. And the wisest counsel is the Word of God and the Holy Spirit in us. And also, at times, the counsel of other people who are like-minded as us. To understand a proverb and an enigma, the words of the wise and their riddles. The fear of the Lord is the beginning of knowledge, but fools despise wisdom and instruction. The fear of the Lord is the beginning of knowledge. The reverence of the Lord. Once we respect the Lord, once we have the proper reverence for the Lord, then that is the beginning of knowledge. That's when then God will pour out the knowledge of this, of his words into our hearts and minds. But fools despise wisdom and instruction. We don't want to be fools. We don't want to despise wisdom. We don't want to despise instruction. You know, a fool according to the Bible, doesn't want to be instructed. A proud person will not be instructed. So we want to beat the pride out of us. God hates pride, it says in Proverbs also. Pride will keep us out of the kingdom of God. God isn't going to give us wisdom if we are full of pride. If you turn to Proverbs 9 and verse 8, please. Do not correct a scoffer or a mocker, lest he hate you. Rebuke a wise man, and he will love you. So when we have God's wisdom, and we're rebuked for something, we appreciate it. We appreciate it, particularly if it's coming from the Word of God, and we're rebuked. Rebuked is a gentle, you know, gentle kind of way of correcting someone, and in love. So rebuke a wise man, you know, he's not going to get bitter, he's not going to get offensive, but he's going to ponder it and say, you know, you're right. You're right. And he will love you. Give instruction to a wise man, and he will be still wiser. Well, of course. Of course. Teach a just man, and he will increase in learning. The fear of the Lord is the beginning of wisdom. So here we go again. Okay, the fear of the Lord is the beginning of wisdom. So we have to have a reverence for God, or a respect for God and his word. And that's the beginning of wisdom. Because once we have that, once we're in line with our Creator God and our Savior Jesus Christ, that's the beginning of wisdom. That's the number one thing of it, being wise, to believe in our Creator God, Jesus Christ. And then God will give us his wisdom. The fear of the Lord is the beginning of wisdom, and the knowledge of the Holy One is understanding. For by me your days will be multiplied, meaning wisdom, and years of life will be added to you. So there's that promise again. Because too often the simple-minded are led astray, and they're led to destruction by the evil people of this world who just want to prey on others. And we have to have wisdom, and God's wisdom. Proverbs 14 and verse 16. A wise man fears and departs from evil, but a fool rages and is self-confident. A wise man fears and departs from evil. A wise man isn't going to walk into situations where they know there's evil. And a wise man is going to be able to discern between good and evil. And he's going to walk the path that's not the evil path. A wise man fears and departs from evil. So a wise man will be looking to do the right thing using God's wisdom. And Proverbs 29 and verse 11. A fool vents all his feelings, but a wise man holds them back. Someone who's simple-minded, not even simple-minded, but someone that the Bible calls a fool, basically vents all his feelings. And God's people, you know, with God's wisdom, we don't do that. You know, we don't get all emotional. We don't get, we don't act from our emotions when you have God's wisdom. A fool vents all his feelings, and usually that creates conflict and strife. When you're acting from your feelings, you're offended. But a wise man holds them back. You know, a wise man might be offended by somebody, but he holds it back. He's not going to let his feelings, his emotions, guide his actions. But he's going to let God's wisdom. Ecclesiastes 7:4. Ecclesiastes is also written by Solomon. Ecclesiastes is just the next book. Ecclesiastes 7 and verse 4. The heart of the wise is in the house of mourning, but the heart of fools is in the house of mirth or partying. Well, what does that mean? The heart of the wise is in the house of mourning. Well, if you have the wisdom of God, you're sober-minded. You see this world for what it is. You know that this is Satan's world. You see all the suffering and misery and evil every day as we turn on the news or read the papers. And we should be mourning. We should be mourning. This is God's world. If you have God's wisdom and you're sober-minded, you know, you lament at the terrible sins that are being committed and the terrible suffering in this world. You lament. The heart of the wise is in the house of mourning, but the heart of fools is in the house of mirth. Fool doesn't care. Fool is just interested in themselves. And, you know, they just want to go out and have a good time. And they don't have compassion. They don't have the empathy that God wants us to have. You know, whenever you go to a funeral and you go into a wake, that's a very sobering experience. And what do you think about? Well, you think about mortality and my mortality, and you know, and how am I conducting my life, and you know, how much more time do I have, and maybe I should you know, do this, do that. So the heart of the wise is in a house of mourning. That doesn't mean we're not joyful people. Remember, we have the joy of the Spirit in us. But this is saying that we are sober-minded. We realize what this world offers and what this world is all about. And we look forward to the world tomorrow, to God's kingdom. How can we get this wisdom of great value from God? Now, I've showed you how God says that this is something, wisdom is something that we, more precious than anything in this world. How do we get it? How do we get this wisdom of great value? Well, God says we must first desire it and seek it. We have to desire this wisdom and seek this wisdom. Proverbs 2 and verse 1. Proverbs 2. In verse 1, and Solomon writes, "My son, if you receive my words and treasure my commands within you, so that you incline your ear to wisdom," so we have to desire wisdom and seek it, "so that you incline your ear to wisdom and apply your heart to understanding. Yes, if you cry out for discernment and lift up your voice for understanding, if you seek her as silver and search for her as for hidden treasures, then you will understand the fear of the Lord and find the knowledge of God. For the Lord gives wisdom. From his mouth come knowledge and understanding. He stores up sound wisdom for the upright. He is a shield to those who walk uprightly." So, wisdom, we have to seek it, and it comes from God. We have to desire it, we have to seek it, and it comes from God. As it says in verse 6, "The Lord gives wisdom through our receiving of his word and his commandments, which gives us the knowledge base to make righteous discernments and judgments." As it says in verse 9, "Then you will understand righteousness and justice, equity and every good path when we have God's wisdom. With God's wisdom, it will be more difficult for Satan to tempt us and to deceive us. You go to Colossians 1 and verse 9, please. Colossians 1. For this reason, we also, since the day we heard it, do not cease to pray for you, Paul's talking about the church in Colossus, and to ask that you may be filled with the knowledge of his will in all wisdom and spiritual understanding, that you may walk worthy of the Lord, fully pleasing him, being fruitful in every good work, and increasing in the knowledge of God. That when he says, for this reason, in verse 9, we also, since the day we heard it, do not cease to pray for you. Well, what are you talking about? Well, if we go back a little bit, talking about their faith in Christ. For their faith in Christ, as it says in verse 3. We give thanks to the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, praying always for you, since we heard of your faith in Christ Jesus and your love for all the saints. Verse 9. For this reason, we also, since the day we heard it, heard about the faith of the brethren there, we do not cease to pray for you and to ask that you may be filled with the knowledge of his will in all wisdom and spiritual understanding. So when we have faith, we can be filled with God's will in all wisdom and spiritual understanding. So God's wisdom not only helps us in the world, but it also gives us spiritual understanding of his word. That why? That we may walk worthy of the Lord. So we use this wisdom in our lives. We use this wisdom to conduct ourselves as lights, as ambassadors for Jesus Christ. That we may walk worthy of the Lord, fully pleasing him, being fruitful, bearing the fruits of the Spirit in every good work, and increasing to the knowledge of God. So, God says that we have to seek his wisdom. But how do we seek his wisdom? We have to desire it first, and then we have to seek it. If we go to James 1 and verse 5, please. James 1 and verse 5. If any of you lacks wisdom, and I'll raise my hand on that one. I do have God's wisdom, because I have the Holy Spirit living in me. And I do have God's wisdom, but we can always ask for more. Ask for more wisdom. If any of you lacks wisdom, let him ask of God, who gives to all liberally and without reproach, and it will be given to him. Wow, that's very plain. If any of you lacks wisdom, let him ask of God, who gives to all liberally and without reproach, and it will be given to him. But let him ask in faith. Okay. We want God's wisdom. We have to ask in faith, with no doubting. For he who doubts is like a wave of the sea, driven and tossed by the wind. For let not that man suppose that he will receive anything from the Lord. So if we're not asking in faith, if we're double-minded, we're not going to receive anything from God. We can have God's wisdom to guide us in our discernments, judgments, and decision-making. First, we must seek God's wisdom and then ask for it in faith. God promises to give it to us. You know, too many of us are being taken advantage of in this world by devious people, evil people, whether it be on the job, whether it be people that are calling us on the phone, trying to con us on the internet, or you know, just give me some money, and you know, or, and you know, you're gonna be blessed. The TV preachers, you know, money makes this world go round. Mammon. And we can't serve God and mammon. But money is the God of this world. And the people of this world will be trying to take your mammon from you and deceive you. You know, there are people going around and they're actually getting the deeds of some old elderly people's homes and changing the deed on it and stealing their homes from them. I mean, it's unbelievable. But with God's wisdom, we can navigate this world. We can navigate this world, and if we're close to God, we can have insight into people, and we can have discernment as to what is the right thing to do, and we can have the mind of Jesus Christ. In conclusion, if we go to Proverbs 4, verse 5, please. Proverbs 4. And verse 5. Proverbs 4 and verse 5. Get wisdom. Get understanding. Do not forget nor turn away from the words of my mouth. Do not forsake her, and she will preserve you. Love her, wisdom, and she will keep you. Wisdom is the principal thing. Therefore, get wisdom. God's wisdom is free. It's precious. Just ask for it in faith.